selection of a committee. And so the players, in fact, elect their members. I think there are five elected after several ballots, a very, very popular election. And then we are not a democracy here in terms of the board. The chairman at the time appointed the committee, and then staffed, obviously, by the artistic staff, myself and Tony Fogg. And so a 12-person committee, and we started deciding who we wanted to invite to Boston to guest conduct the orchestra. And you know, we basically had an understanding with the players that we wouldn't hire someone that the orchestra hadn't seen. And so, and every conductor, regardless of whether there's a search or not, gets evaluated by the players. And so they share that with us. And so we saw quite a few conductors, some at Tanglewood, some here in Boston, some both places. And it became clear, consensus was building, and then ultimately a unanimous decision to offer the position to Andres Nelsons, a very, very energetic, visceral conductor of the orchestra. Has seen him at Carnegie. In fact, his first performance was at Carnegie, substituting for Jim Levine, and has been at Tanglewood. He was part of the Tanglewood 75th anniversary concert. That's obviously AMC covered, as well as on PBS across the country. And so he led the BSO and the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra. And so the unanimous recommendation of the search committee was made to the full board of trustees this morning and ratified unanimously. And that was presented to the orchestra as a courtesy before the public announcement, which happened around 10:40. And good news is Andres is, in fact, going to be at Tanglewood this summer, already scheduled with his wife, who's one of the great sopranos, singing at the Metropolitan Opera, as well as Covent Garden and Vienna State Opera. And she'll be singing the Verdi Requiem with him on July 27th, that Saturday evening. And so anybody wants to see the future of the Boston Symphony in terms of artistic leadership, it'll be there on the podium in Tanglewood on the 27th of July.
Quite accomplished for the tender age of 34. What more can you tell us about this man?
He has a long, he's several years working with the Berlin Philharmonic and actually doing some of their television productions. He's has a relationship with the Concertgebouw, where I heard him earlier this year. In fact, that's where he is right now, in Amsterdam, working with the Concertgebouw, one of the three great orchestras, one of three, I should say. And then the Vienna Philharmonic, he's going to actually be on tour at the Carnegie Hall next year with the Vienna Philharmonic. And so, you know, and he is a music director currently in an orchestra in the UK in the city of Birmingham that was Simon Rattle's orchestra for many, many years. So this guy has, in spite of his young age, has a wealth of musical and worldly experience that will certainly serve him well as the next music director of the Boston Symphony.
It's kind of early, but what do you expect him to bring to the BSO in terms of programming, in terms of direction?
Well, I think programming, I mean, he's already done Mahler, Ravel, Brahms, Tchaikovsky, Shostakovich, Stravinsky. You know, he's certainly trained a little bit in Russia, so all the Russian composers are comfortable. But he also does a lot of Beethoven and Brahms and French. And so one of the things that's attractive is he's got a huge repertoire, you know, for a young conductor especially. I think unanimous feeling of the search committee was that he would, you know, he shared the orchestra's aspirations and would certainly embolden the orchestra to achieve, you know, artistic and media and touring and education and civic objectives. And so his style is he really focuses on releasing music. He's a very visceral conductor.